Hi everyone, it's Michelle, and like I said earlier, I'm doing a cooking boo, trying something different. It's going to be apple chicken gnocchi. First part that I'm going to work on is the cutting of our ingredients. We're going to have some onion, some zucchini. And these you can all do to taste, and whatever you have on hand. If you're into Michael Smith, he said a recipe is just a guide, and I believe him. I have done a lot of stuff just by starting out as a guide. It's a little outdated, but if you want to go check out the Food Tunnel, which is one of my blogs, http://foodtunnel.wordpress.com. You'll find some of my recipes there. Some of them are my own, my very own, like bacon rice. And some of them are adaptations, like my crab couscous. That was just my onion peel going into the compost. So what I did is I sliced it up. Or I'm slicing it up, I should say. And that will go into the pot nicely when the time comes. Now, I thought I had a really good idea for if you want to get everything ready, but you want to keep things separated like me, and you also don't want to use a lot of dishes. There's a term that the French use for cutting up your ingredients and putting them out. And it's called mise en place, or put in place. Well, I thought, well, what about putting them all in one of those dishes, you know, when you've got, dip, chips, or a vegetable tray, something like that, anything with sections in. I thought, why not put it in there? Well, I couldn't find mine tonight, so I am putting them in an old Ziploc tabletop lid. Now, I like a lot of garlic, so I usually get about a handful. I used to do about 4 or 5, and that's what I'm going to finish doing during the next audiobook.